Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role at the festival.
Hi, this is Deirdre Evans-Pritchard, and I run the DC Independent Film Festival, DCIFF.
Yes, and we've spoken in a couple times over the years, and let's make it an annual tradition to promote this one. And this year, it's going to be February 21st through the 25th. So get your tickets now. Thanks for joining us. I guess before we get into the lineup, tell this is like a big anniversary year, isn't it?
Yeah, we've hit the great 2-5. So yes, we've been around for 25 years. We're really proud of the fact that we are still here serving filmmakers in Washington, D.C. and giving audiences something cool to think about and some entertainment as well.
Awesome. And one follow up on that, how much have you seen it grown from the very first year? Can you even remember back to that first year? Or I don't even know if you were with the festival at the time, but do you
Yeah.
ha know how have an idea of how much it's grown?
Yeah, so actually there's only been two people running it, the founder, who and it's been about half time each. She ran it for 12 years and now I've run it for 13 years. So we're about equidistant, and I'm pleased to say there was a good connection over. We worked together to make sure that the transition was good. So yeah, it feels amazing. I think so much has happened in the film world, right? So much has changed that
Yeah.
what we started as, which was really a place for local filmmakers to be heard, has changed as we've grown. We still are a place for local filmmakers to be heard, but we're also a much more competitive film festival as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into the actual movies that are be screening at this special 25th anniversary year. And if it's okay with you, let's kind of go in sort of chronological order, and obviously we only probably have time to mention maybe one or maybe two from each day, but give me like a highlight. So let's start with on day one on Wednesday, February 21st. What's the big one? Meeting Zelensky. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a new film. It's actually a preview, in the sense that the film hasn't technically come out yet. So if you have a chance to come and see that, that gets you a sense of it beforehand. It is, of course, very timely. President Zelensky of the Ukraine is very much in the news, no, needless to say. And this is a film about his history made with his understanding and agreement. There's a large section of it is an interview by Liv Schreiber, talking about, his experiences and his life. I don't know if you know this, but President Zelensky started as a comedian
Yeah,
on
sort of like the
TV.
John Stewart of Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story. He happens to be Jewish as well, and so there's a lot of interesting background in there. You know what I mean? To think about. And that's really that one. And we screened that twice so that you know. It's also available on the Sunday too.
Great, great. But that first day will be at East Street downtown.
It'll be at E Street and it'll be with a reception included. And you can part of it is an invited people only, but there is space for some others, and we have put that on our website.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right. Well, that sounds like a great day one to kick it off. All right. Day two on Thursday, February 22nd, we move over to the historic Avalon Theater up by Chevy Chase Circle for Feast Your Ears. Tell me about this. This is a documentary that local music fans are going to love.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So WHFS, are you too young to remember this?
I'm very aware of HFS Festival and stuff. And yeah, and
Okay.
technically, I guess a rival station of the TOP, but one's music, one's news. Who cares? We can highlight it.
Yeah, so the way that Jay Schlossberg, the director, talks about it, he says, when Bethesda was cool, which is not, of course, to suggest it's not cool nowadays, but this was a time when there was, a radio station, in a little apartment pumping out amazing music that people hadn't heard before. So this was the radio years before everything was pre-recorded. You know what I mean? The time when you could actually call in
Yeah.
and say, "Would you play me this song?" Yes, people are going to love it. It has interviews with a lot of the musicians that used to come on the show all the time. And we're hoping that there will be a musical addition to it. We're just finalizing that.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. And then day three, Friday? Yeah, Friday.
23rd. 23rd.
The 23rd. Yeah. What do we have for the 23rd? Which one do you want to highlight?
Yeah, I'd like to highlight the sort of little more scary ones in the evenings.
Sure.
So we have a film from France called Wolf Pack, and then we have a following just after it. Or actually, at the same time, you'd have to pick one or the other. We have what we call our creepy late night shorts. And this is for people who like a little bit of a thrill and a little bit of uncertainty. The filmmakers are coming in both case. The filmmakers attend all our screenings so that you know. So we have conversations afterwards. And Wolfpack is a very fascinating film by a young, energetic filmmaker who posits the idea that the young blame the older people for everything that went wrong and turn on them.
Oh, wow. A little generational horror about to happen. sounds great. And that's going to be at the Regal in Chinatown.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Sounds like some cool, scary movies. If you perfect for like a Friday night fright fest, you know? great. All right. And then on Saturday, the 24th, a whole day long of stuff. But what would you say if there's one to pluck out that we can highlight here?
No, I think I would really like to draw attention to An Open Door. So An Open Door is a film that I think, you know, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Temple Grandin, but she is well known as being one of the first people to draw attention to the good treatment, or at least let us say better treatment of animals destined for our table. And she had a huge impact on that. Became quite famous. She's a very colorful person. And in the process, learned a lot about herself and realized she was autistic and became a champion of education and understanding that not everybody sees the world the same way. So we are screening that on both Saturday and Sunday. The director will attend. We will have speakers and Temple Grandin will call in and talk to the audience.
Oh, wow. So you'll actually have Temple Grandin, what, like on Zoom or something, Skype or something?
Yeah, Zoom is difficult with audiences. I think we'll just have her on the phone, might be best, but she'll be there.
That's fantastic. That sounds great. Okay. And then I guess the final day, what do we got on the closing day on Sunday?
So we have, for people who appreciate fun things, we have two sessions back to back of something called The Way It Was, Paris Restaurants in the 1970s, which is a very interesting little documentary by somebody who shot this film in the 1970s with quite a well-known cinematographer. And the producer is a man called James Ivory, quite famous in his time as a producer of intellectual films based on books.
Of course, Merchant Ivory production.
There you go. And this film, believe it or not, is just footage of Paris restaurants speaking to chefs and restaurant owners from the 1970s, and it's fascinating. And we have paired this with bringing in a local well-known chefs and a wine tasting so that you see the film and then you get a taste of what it must have been like.
Oh, wow. So there'll actually be some tasting that happens. That's a good way to close it out on the final day, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody pleasantly tipsy with delicious French wine.
I love it. And where will that be held?
And that will be at the Regal and the wine testings within walking distance.
In Chinatown?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, great, great, great. And I'm sorry, let me double back for a second. The animals on our tables, the temple one, where is that going to be?
Those are both in the Regal Theater. Okay. The whole weekend is in Chinatown, but just to throw in, we have our entire animation shows. All the animation is on Saturday, February the 24th at Angelica Pop-Up in Union Market, if you're the kind of person who'd like to go and grab a bite first.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And that's cool that you're going to expand over into that part of the city, too, because that Angelica Pop-Up, gosh, I remember when that opened and it was so exciting. It's probably been longer than ago than I think now. It's probably been almost a decade now. But that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks again for doing this.